So it's interesting in when doing mindfulness practice to be aware of what's going on with your mind, with your thoughts. And you don't have to so much necessarily know what you're thinking, but the process of thinking and the impact of thinking is very interesting to notice. And one thing to notice in particular is when thoughts are pulling you away from the present moment, when thoughts are pulling you away from being centered in your body. And it's possible to track that and see that. You can, sometimes if your mindfulness is strong enough, you can see actually the kind of this tug of war between the mind maybe wanting to spin out into thoughts and the practice wanting to keep you here. And the more you can be here, one of the part of this tug of war, this balance, is at some point it feels very satisfying to be here, rooted and grounded here. And it feels like this is the place to rest. And the thoughts are the place to kind of get energized and spin away, spin out. And to feel that contrast between kind of losing yourself or losing touch with this, your body, losing touch with the present, by you've got into your thoughts. And then the contrast to that coming back and feeling a little more centered here in your body, centered in the present moment, connected here. And there's going to be a kind of a tug of war, a play or rhythm going back and forth. And so rather than getting concerned about what you're thinking about, the process of how that works, see how that works. See you kind of wandering off, coming back and being here more fully, and maybe noticing your mind wandering off in thought just a little bit, and then you come back. Your mind wanders off a lot, you come back. In meditation, maybe you don't wander off that long, but when you do wander off, don't criticize yourself for it, don't be upset, but just be curious to notice the impact that being carried away in thought has had on you. What's that like? What's the effect it's had now that you've been wandering off in thought? The effect of how you've been disconnected from yourself or not centered here. There's a kind of loss of contact with the body as a whole or this moment as a whole. So to kind of look at the effect it has in that way and then come back here, be here. When in a few minutes when we take start the walking meditation time or you take a break, go to the bathroom or something, it's often an interesting time when maybe during the meditation you're more or less here, but notice what happens with your thoughts when you're not formally sitting in meditation. Some people find that when walking meditation, their mind wanders off longer, or going to the bathroom or getting tea, it's like, you know, obviously that's not a time to practice, so you just kind of let your mind do whatever it wants to do. And look at the impact that has on you. Look where, how centered you are, how much you're in your body, how much you're in the present moment. Do you notice how much you're connected to this lived reality here? At the kind of all kinds of times. The effect that thinking has. It's not to criticize thinking, it's just being curious and interested. What is this? What goes on here? And I'm pretty confident that as you get a hang of this, and that you'll find that it becomes less and less interesting to be in your thoughts, lost in your thoughts. It becomes a richer, fuller life when you're kind of not consumed with thoughts or lost in your thoughts. So I hope you enjoy this morning of practice. Thank you.